Sunny skies in 93. This is the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. A Thomas woman has been charged in Custer County District Court after allegedly embezzling money from the Clinton Roundup Club. According to a probable cause affidavit, 61-year-old Lana Ann Kimball was arrested on July 22nd when an investigation revealed that while serving as the secretary and treasurer of the club, Kimball on multiple occasions allegedly wrote checks, forged signatures, cashed the checks, and kept the money for herself. When interviewed by Clinton police, Kimball admitted to committing the crime on three separate occasions, one for $800 and two others for $1,200 each. However, police say, according to club records, there was a total of just over $7,900 worth of transactions that were unaccounted for. Kimball received three felony counts of second-degree forgery. A preliminary hearing conference has been scheduled for Kimball on July 30th. While speaking with the Oak City Rotary Club, agent David Connor with the Oklahoma State Fire Marshal's office gave an update of the ongoing process of inspecting medical marijuana grow operations throughout the state. During his presentation, he outlined the multiple violations that grow operations encountered that include, among other things, improper and exposed wiring, exposed breaker boxes, improper usage of heating elements, and buildings simply not up to code. Connor says his office has a backlog of sites and buildings that he and his staff still need to inspect, and says right now the majority of their time is traveling to and inspecting each facility one by one.
It is very time consuming. The one, I guess, plus side to it is with the economy on a lot of other businesses aren't booming right now, so we don't have two industries booming at the same time, so we do have some time. We do still get our other inspections in. COVID's caused a lot of problems too, though, with some of our inspections. We don't want to be transferring COVID to some of the schools because I cover 12 counties, a lot of school districts, so, you know, we've kind of had to back up and do things a little different there, so that's give us a little more time to concentrate on that, but they're all so remote, we don't have the manpower to drive around all the county roads.
Agent Connor did say the state fire marshal's office is nearly fully staffed, only down one employee currently, and says more employees would be welcome to help with the caseload. However, once the industry calms down or new legislation reduces the amount of grow facilities in the state, those new employees in his office could face termination in a couple of years. Connor said it's not his office's intention to go in and shut every grow operation down. He just wants the facility to be compliant and safe.
As long as we don't see something that's an immediate life threat, we'll give them 30 days and try to get their plans in. As long as they communicate with us that, hey, I haven't got them back from the guy that's drawing them up for me or whatever the case may be, can I get another week? As long as we got communication, we're going to work with them. We're not there to shut them down. We're there to just make sure they got a safe business.
Connor says the state fire marshal's office works hand in hand with local fire departments, the Liquefied Petroleum Gas Administration, and other agencies while inspecting these grow operations. The hottest days of the year in western Oklahoma could be Friday and Saturday. Meteorologists with the National Weather Service say temperatures could break 100 the next 2 days, but according to KOCO meteorologist Michael Armstrong, the heat index values will make it feel hotter.
Heat index values over 100, and the heat actually builds as we go on into Friday and even Saturday as well. Multiple areas are going to be up over 100, it looks like, on Saturday. And again, the heat index values, very dangerous, up to 110, maybe even 115 across parts of Oklahoma as we go into Saturday.
Armstrong said the hottest parts of the state could be on the east side, but heat advisories could be issued for the entire state on Saturday. The good news, a slight cold front will move into the region on Sunday, bringing with it rain chances. In-state news, remains found in Bethany have been identified. Oklahoma News Network's Beth Myers has that.
Bethany police say that skeletal remains found June 7th in the backyard of a house in Bethany have been positively identified as a man who disappeared about 6 weeks before the remains were found. The remains have been identified as 43-year-old Clifton Taylor of Oklahoma City. A cause and manner of death have not yet been determined. Police say the case remains an active investigation. I'm Beth Myers.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $73.42, that's up $1.03. Brent crude at $76.02, that's up $1.28. Natural gas at $4.05, that is up 8 cents. Recapping our top story, a Thomas woman accused of forging checks. Once again, sunny skies, 93 right now. This has been the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atho.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage. You don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County.
Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.